This is CliffCentral.com.
Go Zoomy, it's your birthday.
Yes.
You in a party like it's a birthday.
Yes.
We're gonna sip Bacardi like you just said you quit. Yo, yeah.
I did take on to Twitter this morning and I said, if it is your birthday this morning, please tweet and let all of us know, because clearly you are sharing an extra special birthday today. You share it with the President of the Republic, and then you also share it with Minister of Finance, apparently.
Is it?
Apparently. Oh. I don't know if Google has confirmed this, but that's what I saw this morning.
Oh, that's cool. Mm. And you're not allowed to go and try and change it in your ID and say, no, that's not my birthday. I refuse to be associated.
Leap year babies are allowed to pick which day is their birthday, so they can have it on the 28th or the 1st. Because yeah. 29 it comes...
In that territory. Not in this territory.
Not in this presidential territory.
What upon we are to now apologize? Us observe protocol.
Oh.
Good day, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between. And welcome to Sipping Tea with myself, Tumi Morake, and...
Mabale Moloi.
Ooh. Welcome. Welcome.
So professional, Tumi.
Listen, Bona, isn't it even me in self? I'm to improve self, you know?
You have clearly displayed some good manners there. Good manners.
Good manners, my friend. Because I was raised by my grandmother. I don't know. Do you not find, generally, that people, whether of the soil or of the lighter hue, who have been raised by their grandparents.
Wait a minute, sorry. Just... that in itself is very posh. It sounds very posh. People, whether of the soil or of the lighter hue. Okay, carry on. Sorry, I was just...
Yeah, I'm educated.
I just wanted to take it in and, you know...
Yes.
But just, carry on.
It's just that I like to swipe my accents around, just so they can see you good, Mina. My limit is unlimited. It's like that black card that you swipe at the shops and then suddenly the auntie has respect for you. That's my accent.
I'll
give you what you need. Amina spent this morning speaking Afrikaans and now I'm here back in English.
We need to decide on a word for that. I get you get multilingual, which means you can play around with the different languages. There must be a multi-accent.
Yes.
Multi-accentual or something.
Multi-accentual, I like that.
Yeah.
Because very much it is where my mind was going. You know, it's interesting that your thoughts are just congruent and perhaps even adjacent to mine.
Yeah.
There is a meeting point at which you and my thoughts come together and they make beautiful babies. Because I was thinking multi-accentual is beautiful.
It sounds nice.
Imagine if you're that man, that good-looking young man who we call metrosexual, who's also multi-accentual.
Then you've got them. Then you've got them.
Then you put down the mic and you walk in your very short pants.
Manners. Yeah.
Yes. So do you not find that, well, that's been my experience anyway, that people who have either had their grandparents in their lives or were raised by them generally are much better behaved. Like they have more respect for the next person. Like even if they're full of nonsense, There's a thing about them that they can't remove from themselves in terms of good manners.
So are you saying that over the generations we have become more bad-mannered as a people?
Oh, yes, honey. If you've been cut off on the road, if you have heard the language on the road, my worst is if the person knows they're doing kak. You call them on their kak. You're not even losing it. They're just going, hey, what are you doing? And then they're fluking you, and then they're shouting things to you. And I'm like, how? But, oh, like this guy, my favorite, who I was like, how, what's your problem? He says, black people. And then I was like, now you're telling me a problem I can't solve because you did cut me off.
No, he didn't. Did he actually say that?
Yes, he said black people. To which I laughed because I went, how can black people be the reason you're driving like a bitch on the road? So anyway, but I just feel like we are a country of bad manners. And the day we embrace and acknowledge that we have bad manners, the sooner we will move forward. Because, you know, people always say, government, they're so dirty, they're so corrupt, they won't take responsibility, they won't step up. Yeah. How many things are we bribing for? Thank you. How many times have you tried to just cut across that line, even though you know those people have been sitting there for 2 hours? Thank you. How many times on the road, when you can see that you're not supposed to be in this lane, you force yourself into that lane because your rush is more important than everybody else's rush. It is bad effing manners. And I am tired of it.
It probably also has to do with the fact that, you know, this social media time that we live in where you are allowed to be as rude and as vulgar as you want to without people necessarily knowing who you are. That anonymity.
Those bloody eggs.
That anonymity.
Eggs on Twitter. Those eggs. Yeah, I will crack that egg. I will find you, Kate. I will birth you by force. Because... you're hiding in this egg and you are a root fetus.
Birth you by
force. Yes, isn't it? You must crack the egg in order to can find the life that's inside. Those bastards must be sorted out. It's true, because you see, no one can see your face.
Yeah.
So you think you can say whatever the hell you want to say.
Yeah.
And you don't care whose toes you step on. And then you come and talk about freedom of speech on top of that. Hey, let's not go back. There's still a sensitive issue.
No, there's still a sore touchy point. Yeah, no, we are not.
I love you, baby. But my thing is, we're just an ill-mannered country. I'm sorry.
And who's to blame? Because if you are saying that, generally speaking, people who were raised by a much older generation are just better mannered, then who's to blame if not our parents?
It is very much our parents.
And you are a parent.
I'm a parent myself.
Yeah.
And I discipline my children not for me, but for you. If you're out there and my voice is reaching your ears, you must know I'm disciplining my children for you, not for me. Because I know tomorrow other people must deal with them. You need to know. My children even know. You know, there was a lady who said to me, she actually was almost in tears going, oh my gosh, your children are so polite. I'm like, yeah, they're like this in the street. At home, they get up to nonsense. But they know when there are people who are watching and there are people who are listening, you say please, you say thank you, and you wait your turn.
And everybody must just calm down because, we all have things to do.
Yes. Well,
some of us.
Yes.
You know, unemployment rate in this country is a problem. Most of us have things to do. Most of us are trying to get somewhere, we understand. And then also don't make it my problem the fact that you are not managing your time well, and now there you are pushing us off the road.
Exactly.
And making your problems mine.
The robots don't are not that. Working. We are frustrated enough that the robots are not working. Now we must suffer for the fact that you bought your license. You don't understand the four-way stop rule.
Nobody knows what to do when they approach a traffic circle. It's like, okay, every man for himself, and whoever comes out alive is the winner. Nobody knows what to do every time.
And then I have to find my inner bad manners. I won't even lie.
Yeah.
I find my inner bad manners because I go, well, it's a Bavarian motorway, so I can just. I will go fast. The Uno, by the time he realizes what I've done, I'll be gone. But... I'm just saying, sometimes look at self, look inside, search inside yourself, give your inner child a timeout and say you've been naughty, sit in the naughty corner, and sometimes it's okay to say I'm sorry. My thing is, we all take chances. I know that. I take chances. It takes nothing away from you to acknowledge that you effed up and just say sorry. That's it. Don't attack me for something you know you've very clearly done wrong. You understand? I'm tired of those kinds of fights. I read, because isn't it now, I have three children, so you must understand my decorum. I am maintaining it, but when they are not there,
because
my
you
chance.
Have witnesses there have, observing yeah. you and learning
people,
from you.
And people, I love how people are like, oh, but you know, you have a profile. You know, you don't want Shwashwi to see. You don't want those cut and paste journalists who are going to see on Twitter that you were involved in an altercation, and then they're going to call it an article when their research was simply logging into Twitter. And you think I will not manhandle you. I need it to be known right now.
You know what?
I am not afraid to throw a punch. I am not afraid, and I've explained. Hey!
Bona, I have a genuine problem with people manhandling each other, but that is only because I got my ass kicked as a child, and I know that fighting is not for me. I'm not a fighter.
Fighting is great for cowards. If you're a coward, I promise you, those are the people who beat people up, because you know what? The minute you're cornered, and that thing is coming, your fight or flight kicks in. And because your general nature is flight, that day your body goes
fight. And then you pull out that Bruce Lee. You don't even know where it came from.
You are in there. So that's all I'm saying, South Africa. Let us just be honest about some of these things. And perhaps as a person, as a people, we can move forward and heal each other. I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
We're starting out strong today.
No,
you took us to church there for a few minutes.
Yes, these things are to be done.
Now, can we go from church to to the direct opposite of where church is in terms of good things and morals, and take it to an extreme opposite, which is loose behavior. This thing that they call loose behavior. Yes.
No, it is actually natural that we would move from church to such things. No, 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 no. It's natural. Don't laugh, Wena. This is life things. Me, I'm going to teach you some philosophies. You know, I have heard it said that the priest thinks about sex while the prostitute thinks about God. So it makes sense. But I can be deep. I can wait till I write the gospel according to Dumi. Wait, when you see the gospel as it exists right now and as it has been received by South Africa has been very much racially skewed. The gospel of Dumi has many chapters. Well, now you must just strap in and you see, when this time your accent comes out, you must know shit is real. Now you know I'm not just talking. My ancestors are proper backing me up.
They are speaking through you.
So now this thing I want to discuss is some people call it a moral. It's not a moral issue. We are all about the feminism and the liberation of our sisters. And we are sisters. You know, sometimes people go, teams, you know, just because you're ladies doesn't mean that you must always talk lady issues on your show. Well, here's the thing. The only thing I do know is womanhood.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like to be a man.
Nor are we interested. We don't want to know what it's like to be a man. We want to know what it's like to be with Amen.
Well, we very much like knowing what that's about.
Yes, but what we want to discuss today, ladies and gentlemen, and everything in between, is the question of where does sexual liberation end? And bufebe, please help me with the English translation for bufebe. Looseness,
slutty behavior,
wretchedness.
Okay, if you want to,
no, but wretched is so much.
You know, wretched is not. Look, I don't know. We are making assumptions here about what people of the lighter hue understand or don't understand
this must bufebe.
No, this is basically, you know, it's that old definition of as soon as a woman starts behaving sex too much, maybe as much as a man, then there is a problem with her, and therefore she must be named.
And too much sex for a woman has never really been the same measurement as for a man. They treat it like it's an extreme sport where the men will have to run with 50 kilograms of this matter, but the ladies will have to run with 20 kilograms of this matter. No. We are saying,
you are asking the question.
I'm asking outside the perimeters of men and their attitudes towards sex and sexual relations. Honestly, ladies, if we're honest with ourselves, where are you a sexually liberated lady, and where are we to say, okay, my friend, you are thirsty, this is greedy, now you're doing too much, you're overindulging? Because yes, continue. What's your bad?
Me, the problem that I have here immediately is, but why must somebody else decide where you have crossed the line? Because if they're not calling for a decision to be made with regards to men, why is there a need or a call to say, yeah, but Dumi, once you've gone below, once you've crossed this line, then we can say, hurry, you've got problems as a woman. And quite frankly, you should not be wanting this thing as much as you do.
No, because in the days we live in, I've seen that there's now a line, a fine line between a Casanova and a man whore. Like we've started to identify these things. People are getting help because they are sex addicts. And for the most part, I'm always hearing guys talking about being sex addicts, but I don't hear the ladies going, yeah, I'm an infomaniac and this thing needs to be fixed.
But it's probably because we're still too scared to speak up about that and say how much sex we are getting and how much we're loving it.
But you see, that's what I want to
us
know.
Us with our caves and our dungeons in the basement of our homes,
but
where we keep men chained to the wall and we feed
and
them
ourselves.
Three times a day, because stamina is important.
We put aromat and sprinklings of Viagra.
Yes.
So they think it's blue aromat.
We
but
are
it's
still
Viagra.
Too scared to talk openly about these things.
So, okay, I hear you, but do you understand what I'm not understanding is, for me, I've always understood sexual liberation. Why I say this is because, you know when we're pouring the red wine and you're talking to your BFFs and we're all sharing our exploits and what, and the girls I listen to are like, yeah, I mean, I'm a free woman, I'm a what, and then she's just sharing this, yes, you know,
Monday to Sunday is a different experience.
Mabale, if you get to a buffet table, and you say to me, no, teams, I eat whatever I like. I eat like I enjoy my food. I'm not restrictive, you know. I don't expect you to clean up the whole buffet. So if you're telling me, Tooms, I'm sexually liberated, but man, you're going over now. Hi, man.
Isn't it also a personal comfort thing? Because, you know,
comfort.
Yes. Because sometimes you are feeling extra confident and you're out there and you're doing your thing and you're like, yes, plus I've just lost 15 kilograms and I'm looking good and, you know, I'm feeling good and I want some more.
Now you want to lose another 15 via the AIDS.
And then other times you think to yourself, hey, my last month, Nikili, busy, young. Maybe I should just calm myself down. So it means that there's been a shift somewhere where you were really, really into this thing and you wanted it badly. And then at some point you felt, oh, but maybe I am going overboard. And so you pull back and you're like, yeah, let me just
you
be.
You pull back. Is it too late? Sorry. Your innuendo is just slipping in there. I don't know if you're mean for your innuendo. I keep speaking away from the mic because I can't help but look at your face. Because your face. Oh, gosh.
What's wrong with my face?
The innocence of your face, but the things that come out of your mouth.
No, look, I now embrace. Apparently, I do have an innocent face, and then when people, you know, when people come home and they see my whips and chains and the dungeon where I lock men up, they're like, "Yo, okay, sorry, we had it all wrong with you."
Like, I honestly judge any man over 40 who hits on you is sick. They are sick unless they know you and they know for a fact how old you are. They are sick.
But I don't
look like a child.
I do not look like a child. I look young. Not like a child, though.
You look very young, my friend.
0861 555-189 is the number to dial if you'd like to join in on the conversation. I see a couple of messages coming in here. Also, some tweets.
Yes. Hi, Michelle Kirschenbaum. I hope that's how I say your name correctly.
Yes.
Thank you so much for wishing us a happy day. Oh, you're so pretty. I love your profile picture. I hope it is you because you look very pretty.
Hey, very pretty. Yeah, no. Which brings me to my next point, which is the issue of honesty, right? Yeah. I often hear men and women across the board saying, yeah, but you know what? Actually, if you could just be honest with me, I think that we'd have a good starting block. You know, when you come out of the starting block and you're like, we're all racing and you feel, yeah, but you know what? If men could just be honest when they walk up to me and tell me what they want, I'd be happy. And then guys also say, yeah, but you know, you girls, this, this and that. But my question is whether or not people can handle the truth. Because if a guy walks up to you in a club and he says, what's that king? I want to take you home and I want to do things to you. Are you like, is that going to sit well with you? Vice versa. When a girl, like when you approach a girl and she says, Aisha, and I saw your car, ne? You must be moneyed up. I want your money. So let's go home tonight. Is that the kind of honesty that people are talking about when they say, just be honest with me? And then we'll take it from there and I'll handle, like, I can handle it. I can take it.
I'll be honest. There's this guy.
Be honest.
There's a guy who's that honest. He picks them up like that in the clubs on the, honey, me, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm looking at you right now and I'm thinking I've never ridden a Porsche. May I test drive? And he has had hookups and trysts, as it were, under trees. I'm telling you, like, you against the back of a tree.
Like, what first encounters.
And you know trees are alive. That poor tree was like, you.
That poor tree
I
was.
I would say I have a woody.
That was, wow. It was scarred, the
but,
tree.
But, Munna, listen. Like, the wood got stronger of that tree. It was probably, if you built a chair that time, it will stand strong. But he proper gets laid. He can, in one sitting, like attending a club, chow three chicks and be happy.
Chona.
Which is, there for me, that's the fine line. Then that guy, we can't call him a cousin over. He's just, that's greedy. He eats, that guy.
Okay.
He eats.
All right.
But, yes, I think what people... I don't know. Are we talking in the context of dating and hookups?
We are talking in the context of people who want something. Like, so if you know, let's assume that I'm a heterosexual guy and I see a cute girl. Obviously, I want something from her. That thing is most likely to be very carnal. Mm. That's what I want in that moment.
Carnal. Yes.
Born. you know, and also you as a woman, you see a guy and you're thinking, and plus I want ABCD. Mm. You know, I want a trip to Dubai. I want this. So like, fine. The funny thing is we both know what we want from each other. So when a guy steps up to me, I know what you want, guy. I know why you're talking to me. But then also, like, if we're just going to be blatant and honest, flat out, which is what we keep saying, just be honest with me, it then also takes away from that, you know, from that fun element of, I don't know, playing a little bit. Play is nice.
Play is nice.
As long as the rules are fair.
Yeah, because you know there are people who go cuckoo out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
In what way?
Yeah. That one who catches feelings and then they're stalking you.
Oh, like, yeah. Whatever. No.
Or then she's like saying, oh, let me put the condom on for you. And then she pokes a hole in it so that it can burst and then she can risk having your child.
Oh.
So I think honesty is everything. Especially, guys, this is modern times. It's not like back in the day where you could easily say, I got her pregnant. Let me marry her. We'll fall in love. We'll find love somewhere in the marriage. Your parents are going to force you to get married. You know what I mean?
I was watching a TED talk just last night about why happy people cheat. This is the headline of the TED talk. And this woman who's like a psychologist and, you know, renowned for having...
She must be... Isn't that the French one?
She's not French. Apparently she's Belgian.
Is she Belgian? She sounds French.
Yeah. She does sound French.
She's gorgeous.
She is. And she says, you know, back in the day, monogamy used to mean having one person for the rest of your life.
Yes.
In modern times, monogamy means having one person at a time.
Yes. I love that, lady.
Which is so on point.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. And also, we live in a world that is so, you know, when everything has become so much more accessible, it's so weird how we're trying to not do that with sex. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, we're making everything else so, you know, we're becoming so much more flexy with everything else. But no, we can't do that with the sex.
Because there are moral judgments attached to this sex thing.
When we get biblical, let's stick to the rules. But let's break rules everywhere else.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. If I meet a guy and I'm a single chick and he says to me, let's see where this goes. See, that's different. Because let's see where this goes means if you see I'm starting to catch feelings, you can go, look, we said we're seeing where things go. I don't think we should get serious. I mean, liking it like this. Another person can say, yeah, but I want more. Then you can say, but I can't give you more. Let's call it quits. Red card. Sharp. Ne? Then there are people who have agreed hookups. But then within the agreed hookups, somebody might catch feelings.
Because you can't control those hormones.
But even if you've caught feelings, and you know the arrangement is we are just coming here to eat. This is just a cafeteria situation between you and me. Then you have to be like, hey, I'm catching feelings. I need to jump ship. Or I'm catching feelings. How do you feel about the fact that I'm catching feelings? You know what I mean?
But also, we're too afraid to have those conversations because...
You don't want to lose the person.
No, because you're afraid of rejection. So if I'm really feeling a guy and on his side, he's like, no, it's a party. Like, let's keep this going for as long as we can. And me, I'm already, you know, thinking, you know, my wedding dress will have the A-line form.
This is the problem with girls.
But then I am afraid to speak up and say and tell this guy. So things are becoming a lot more serious for me.
That's the problem with you guys.
Because then I must face the possibility of rejection.
Upon which I'm going to ask, you know, when you're feeling like that, don't feel like that and hold it in. Speak to a friend, but speak to a friend who you know doesn't mess around with the truth. Because me, I will ask you, if he rejects you, will you die?
No.
Have you never been rejected before? You have. Did you die?
No.
No. It hurts like a bitch, but it's going to hurt less when it's the truth, because you are dealing with the impact of the truth and moving on. It's going to hurt more when first you've convinced yourself something, then you've turned it into a truth, but it's your truth by yourself in a place where there are two people involved. And then that person becomes the devil for something they didn't even know was going on. You see, what you're talking about when I'm a bale, for me, it's the very foundation of what is wrong with women for me. I can't speak for guys. But it's the very foundation of women and how
you know
we
what I need. I need to actually get you some church music for real.
Yeah, man.
Because when you take us there, it really needs the backing of the church organ and the voices.
Wait, hold on. We'll set it up. Hold on. Hey. No offense, but God, you can't call him a sip. When did I say I want to? I'm tired of sleeping with one guy. Don't come talk cack here. I was speaking in the context of what Mabale was talking about. I'm a married woman. You can't go and put on social media that basically I'm tired of sleeping with one guy, man. Aye, man. Aye. Arrest yourself. It's hard. How? You don't even know me. So basically to me saying she's tired of sleeping with one guy. Did you even hear what the question was? What the topic was? I don't come calling me ugly here. No, I'm sorry. Sometimes you must just please, ne? Operate within the modest limits of order. I'm very sensitive. Comments like this are an affront to the very delicacy of my nature. Anyway.
Yeah. The problem with women is
we go in and we tell people things just so we're hoping we can butter them up and twist them the other way. Don't. You hook up with married men because you think you need to rescue them from their marriage. Like they were sitting there saying, save me.
Yeah.
Save me.
Yeah.
And then you're surprised you're still with that girl. But he never asked you to come and rescue
no,
him from
he
his
didn't.
Marriage.
He
you
didn't.
Understand? You need to be... Oh, he comes, he's a hoe. Oh, my favorite. I saw this girl on Instagram had put, I hear you're a player. Well, I'm the coach. And I'm like, yeah.
But can you back it
up? Go and
date
the player after putting that thing for him.
Yeah.
And then you're crying about, oh, it's famous.
No,
and then
no.
He broke my... What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, it's about what you're putting out there.
Change. When he hooked up with you, did he say, don't want to be a player no more?
I am a firm believer that you can't change a person.
No, you can't.
You can't.
No.
The person, if they are going to change, they change because they want to.
Yes.
You don't suddenly walk in there with your superpowers and your black tight cat woman suit and you inflict your powers on this person and then boom, all of a sudden he's changed. That doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen.
Okay. Can we talk about friends for a second? Can we talk about friends and secrets? Ne? Because I was watching an old episode. Actually, I don't know how old it is.
I know you watch too much TV, but continue.
I saw an episode of I won't forget what you just said, and I will take it up in the next few minutes. An episode of Grey's Anatomy where this one doctor I can't remember names, but the one doctor is pregnant. Mm. Her and her husband have just signed divorce papers because they're like, and we are done. So now she falls pregnant. The first pregnancy went horribly wrong because they lost a child. It was very sad. Mm. Now a second doctor knows about the pregnancy, and then she took it upon herself to go and tell this guy that who's just divorced from his wife. And she's, you know, like there are things that are happening here that you don't know about. And, you know, yes, it raises all kinds of issues of boundaries being crossed and da-da-da-da-da. But the way that you tell someone that you think you can trust a secret, and then when that secret gets out. And so I want to talk about the varying degrees at which you trust your friends and who you trust. And you know, do me an ahakakamuzreta, because I know this one, as soon as I tell her this thing, by 9 p.m. tonight, it will be all over the timeline, because she's just that kind of person.
But then there are people you tell because you're hoping it'll begin to leak. Sometimes you know you have a secret hope that this thing will leak just enough to cause a stress.
Because the burden of keeping it in is becoming too much for you.
Yeah, but you know me, it's funny. Where there's a secret involved, I pick varying degrees to which I will divulge the secret. So that if it ever comes out, you can't say to me, but to me, I want China. And I can't know, but I'm not going to China, because at that time, this is all I knew. And you can't prove that's not all I knew. Well, this is. So, first of all, I don't have enough friends to share secrets with, in terms of that I trust enough to be speaking to on that level.
So you just you basically just keeping everyone at arm's length, and you are the only one who knows certain things about yourself, and you it's just safer that way. See,
and it's weird. That, no,
I don't think.
You think there are people who are not really your friends? But they're people you associate with. Like, they're your friends, but they're not your follow bras. But you know there are certain secrets you can trust them with, and they keep them. Those are people I have in my life. There are people who know some ish that the people closest to me don't know. But I know I can trust those people with those particular secrets. For me, I don't know. You have to also wonder, what does this person get out of divulging? And that's how you know you can trust them with the secret or not. You know what I mean? Like the identity of my children's daddy. Do you think if he was not the daddy... I refuse to believe there's a woman out there who was the only person in the whole world who knew the true identity of their child. There's always that person who you trust. And you know why?
Can the people you call your friends, can they trust you if they tell you something? Will it stay under lock and key?
Absolutely.
Even if one day, well, if it has a potential to destroy a lot of people, okay, maybe let me not say if it has a potential to destroy. Let me say this. If your intention by revealing that secret is good intentions, and then you have convinced yourself, the situation is going to improve because that other one who asked me to keep the secret is being bad by doing so. And then you take it upon yourself to spread good intentions.
It's not my call. I'm sorry. It is not your call when somebody tells you it's a secret, unless their secret is that someone is touching them inappropriately, and then they must go and report this person to the police and go to jail. I'm sorry, it is not your call. It is that person's call. They have a reason why they're keeping it that way. The best you can do is tell them you don't think it should be a secret. But now you must go and decide and be the priest for them and go tell people. No. You know what my problem is? I think I'm cuck at keeping secrets that are going to come out anyway. Like, if I remember cousins of ours were having a baby and they hadn't told the family yet, and it was a huge secret. And I was like, well, the tummy only gets bigger. It can only stay a secret for so long. So when I slipped up, I felt bad because I slipped up. I genuinely did not consciously reveal this thing. But what comforted me at the end was her tummy is getting bigger. It's only a matter of time anyway.
Yeah.
You know? And because it has slipped out with these people, I'm telling them straight up that, look, you are not supposed to know this. And I'm begging you from the bottom of my heart. You cannot repeat this. You know? But yeah, I don't know, man. No, I think I think it goes with the situation. I don't know.
Yeah, this is the thing. It is situation dependent, you know. It's kind of like when a friend comes up to you and they ask you to lie for you, and then you have to make the call of, but this is something that does not sit comfortably with me.
No, that's different.
So I'm going. Okay, well, you know what? We'll get into that shortly. But in the meantime,
yes.
We must
yes, Quinn, yes.
We must be liberated women and hop on this pony.
Central.com.
It's back. Are you Jersey tough? Cycle through tunnels, over floating bridges, and into colossal stormwater drains. You're a machine and nothing's going to stop you. With two separate routes, a 22K for beginners or a 54K for the tougher riders. Go where no mountain biker has gone before. On the 29th of May, ride the Hollard Juma. Brought to you by AdReach and Joburg City Parks and Zoo. Challenge accepted. Juma.co.za.
Sipping tea with myself, Mabale Moloi.
And myself, Dumi Moraka.
Listen, we are almost out of time, but seemingly you are not satisfied with the question that you posed earlier, and so you wanna.
I need to know.
You wanna take it back there?
Yes. How? What's the difference between a sexually liberated woman and a whore?
I'm saying there is no whore.
Okay.
There is no whore.
Okay.
There's a woman who's
had. That means there's no man whore then.
Well, okay, then that's fine. Because there are people who are perfectly fine to have one sexual partner for the rest of their life and it works for them and they're happy and it's great.
Yeah.
And then there are people who expect the man or woman that they hold in high esteem to have not gone over a certain number because they are just not comfortable with the idea that this partner of theirs that they held in high esteem could have had so many sexual partners before.
So the number is the determining factor.
Well, it's just one of the things I imagine. No, I get it. Some people, when they decide, hore, you are the one, they have all these expectations of you. And sometimes the expectation is that, but to me, you must have been a virgin. And I must be the only man who satisfies you for the rest of your life. And you can't get that satisfaction from anybody else. And if you did in the past, I hope it was only one more person, because that's what I expect of you as my woman, as my wife, as the mother of my child. How dare you enjoy sex as the mother of my child?
That is deep, Mabali. No, I think you have corrected me somewhat.
I think we need to let go of this thing.
It's
of,
not about police. I mustn't police, because it means I'm policing without realizing it then.
For me, I don't think that we should be calling people names of any kind.
Yeah. No, because you know what my concern was? For me, it's different if you sound like you're enjoying what you're doing. But if it sounds to me like, I don't know, man. You know, when it just sounds like, what are you looking for? What's wrong? What are you missing? Why do you think you have to do this? You know what I mean? That's why I go, are you really liberated or are you trapped? Do you have issues? Were you touched as a child?
No, look, those issues are definitely very real. which is why I suppose we have a definition called sex addiction, is because there is the understanding that at some point this need for you to eat all the time, it causes you to spiral out of control. It takes over of your entire life. You lose your way. You lose a sense of responsibility and this, that, and the other. And then when it controls you, then we say that you are a sexual addict.
So you have given me an aha moment.
Okay.
It means we are in an age and an era where you can no longer label people hoes and
men
hoes and all of that.
Yeah.
Because actually people, some of them are sick. It's a genuine, they're sick. It's like the way we can go, he's just a drunkard, that drunk. But he's not a drunkard, he's an alcoholic.
He's an alcoholic, yeah.
But then you do have those friends who, they can drink. Hella sip.
Yeah, but I mean, also, let's not say that there are a lot of people walking around here who are suffering from sexual addiction.
Yeah.
Let's also not say that.
Yeah, because for me, if I walk into a shop and then I see this random guy and then we disappear into the changing room of that shop, but I don't even know his name is. And we don't even
that is very suspicious
and
behavior.
And then I walk out and then I go to McDonald's and then I go to the guy at that counter and then we walk to the toilet and then we do things. And then I leave with my burger and on my way to the car guard is there. And then I get behind my car, hook up with the car guard, get in my car, drive home. But then I must fetch the kid from school. And when I get to school, maybe I shake the principal before I walk into the class to fetch my kid, and then I drive home, and then when I get home the gardener hasn't left yet, so I help myself to the gardener, and then after the gardener I go, I take a shower, my husband arrives, I jump his bone.
No, then
after he falls asleep I'm on the porn website.
Then you have got a slight problem.
I'm not sexually liberated. I'm in trouble. You're no longer getting biblical. You're now chilling in hell.
Then you have
on the right hand side
no,
of Satan.
The problem there is that you don't have control. As soon as you lose control, and now this thing is controlling you and causing you to make poor life choices because it's now in charge.
Now you're a petri dish of STDs.
Listen, guys, can we just also take care of ourselves, please?
Yeah.
Let's just.
Hey, and there's exciting condoms out there. This is not the sex show. I'm sorry, they've talked about it on the sex show, but I'm telling you, guys, there are things that make you tingle. There are things that rub you nice. And, you know, if there's a married woman out there listening, going, hey, me and my husband, we are just, we are having it neat, no on the rocks, just neat. My friend, go and purchase for yourselves. These things I've actually found that they can actually, even within your marriage, make things exciting.
And it's important for marriages to keep things exciting, apparently.
Because marriages, still maintain, in today's modern world, it's a very tricky institution. I feel like it's one of those institutions that's only still important so you can pay for a house and so you can get bank loans and so that even in business people trust you because they see that band on your finger and they think it translates to your trust. You can commit. You know what I mean?
Or sometimes when people see that band on someone's finger, they think it means, he's unattainable. I'm going to go and get him.
Yeah, but that's the club. That's the club. I've met guys who do that. I've met guys who are not married, but they own bands that they wear when they go to clubs.
And they say that it's because the women then flock to them.
Yes, because if they're not wearing their wedding bands, the chicks don't flock to them.
Yeah.
Again, that thing I'm saying about our sisters, what's wrong with you? Why do you think you need to liberate him from that thing that the ring is representing?
Maybe we are just letting the power get to our heads because once upon a time, isn't it, our grandmothers had no power. And then over the years, women have slowly but surely been getting this power. And now we're like, yes, and it's mine. And I'm going to do whatever I want. And I'm going to, I don't know.
The sexual power struggle is fine.
I don't know.
Because I love how women will cry about objectification. But then you go, but actually you do things to manipulate guys.
No, of course we do.
That sits a certain way on
we
your
do.
Bum, and
we...
then you go, don't objectify me. Yeah, don't objectify your bum. You've objectified that bum. I'm not saying then the women are going to attack me. James, I thought you were liberated. What are you saying? I'm saying if you know you're out to trap a certain way, own it. Own it. And
own
say,
it.
This is how I wanted to get you, and now I've got you.
Yeah.
But then, from that point onwards, we see where it goes. I'm not talking in the context of people being forced to do things against their will. I'm talking in the context of, have you been on Instagram? Those girls who are literally, it feels like these are just application forms where it's just, they are over-filtered, over-sexualized with the such a thing.
Over-photoshopped.
Yes. And one will be like, what did the other one say? Like, he screams when what, or I make them scream, or who do we make scream? I don't know. Because when the guys sell themselves, but it's funny, on Insta I've seen when the guys sell themselves.
Are these not the guys with their shirts off?
No.
When you say when the guys
with their shirts off,
when the guys sell themselves.
But then it's hard to tell who their target market is, if it's a hetero, homo, or if it's a, I'm trying to get a modeling contract. But if you see those guys who, it's labels, they are posing with expensive stuff,
oh.
They are posing in fancy places, you as Mabale are going, hey, me, I need a blesser, me.
And look
at this guy, he looks like he's living the nice life, so even if he doesn't bless me, I'm going to get to eat snippets of this nice life.
Yeah.
And then you hook up with the guy, and then you find one of two things. He's got a blesser that allowed him to be able to be posing like that.
Yes.
So that's actually not even on his own steam. Or he can't actually afford none of that.
No, he can't.
You find
it's all for show on posts on social media platforms like Instagram. It's all about the show.
But
because
someone was telling me it's about the likes. Eh? Did you know that?
Oh,
like you
like
5 times in a row, 10 times in a row. Next thing it's a DM. Next thing it's a hookup. Next thing you guys have hooked up.
Okay.
Like Instagram is like a shortcut to Tinder situation where, you know what I mean? They're using the likes to get things started.
It's an entirely different playing field out there, is all I'm going to say.
Dude.
It's not like back in the day when a man would knock on a girl's door and say to her father, I am here to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage.
Ish.
And then the two of you get married and then the story ends. That's the end of the story. We don't live in those times anymore.
Can we just end it with this for me on the Insta thing?
Yeah.
Then all these girls have this God Jesus vibe going on in all their profiles. It's like they're going, here's my disclaimer. I am not as much that Jezebel you see, or as much. You know what I mean? Because they've got this God thing vibe going on. Then you go into their pictures and you're like, but does Jesus know? Because the stuff they're posting.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I'm like, but your profile. Yeah, like proper.
It's all about playing that game to trap. To attract certain things to come your way, you know, like moth to a flame or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, like a moth to a flame, burned by the fire. My can't you say my desire?
Oh gosh.
But I'm not judging me. We can't judge people.
No, we're not. We're not.
I'm a filthy child, and I acknowledge it.
And as long as you can acknowledge it, I think that is, for me, that's the most important thing. Just acknowledge who you are, own your shit,
all holy,
and don't let other people make you feel guilty for it either.
And stop using God as a disclaimer.
We've definitely run out of time.
Yeah.
Are we hugging any men today?
Yes, we are.
Who are you hugging?
I'm hugging every man who refuses to use an abusive word towards a woman. Any man who refuses to, in front of any woman, refer to them directly or any other woman as a bitch, whore, anything that's derogatory.
Yeah.
Because I've met men like that, and I think they deserve huge double D cup or bigger kinds of hugs.
Of hugs. That so last and linger for a while.
There was a time I could give a double D cup size hug.
Yeah.
But as my shrinkage continues, I'm sitting on a D. It's the hottest. That's funny. I'm sitting on a D. But love each other. Be good to each other. Acknowledge when you've messed up. It doesn't make you smaller. It actually means you're a grown up who knows when they've messed up.
Yeah, because these days people would much rather be right than to actually acknowledge where they have been wrong and therefore apologize for that.
Yes.
So,
own your ish, baby. Own your ish.
And can everybody just get over themselves as well, please?
Ish.
You know, there are a lot of us walking around here wanting to be acknowledged as somebody who is far more important than what we actually are.
Ish.
Everybody just back in your corner, please.
Please.
Understand that in my life, you could never be more important than me, myself, to myself. Mm. Like, let's stop walking around and demanding to be recognized or to be acknowledged as some other kind of important person.
Yes.
You are not.
Yes, and I'm not Balekambet. I don't need to recognize you.
No, exactly.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up there. That's a nice hugger, man. I like that. This is where I am... I haven't contributed in a while to hug a man. Just trying to think which man I'd like to hug. But that's a good one that you
should
made.
Should we hug Jacob Zuma today?
It's his birthday,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, guys. I mean, let's hug him.
You know, I see people getting into fights on Twitter about why are you wishing this man a happy birthday?
Yeah.
But the funniest thing that I heard was earlier this morning when someone said, no, man. Everybody wants to feel special on their birthday, so happy birthday, Mr. President. But tomorrow, we are back to business, ne? Tomorrow, you and I are back to where exactly we stand, which is me having a problem with you as a leader of this country and things needing to have to change.
Yeah, the Chuck Norris of getting away with things.
Exactly.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Be sure to catch this and all our other podcasts on cliffcentral.com, and we'll be back with you next week, Tuesday, 11 o'clock. I'm Mabali Moloi.
I'm Timmy Morake.
This is cliffcentral.com.